We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Agu, smart viewers. Agu is greetings in Ewe, a language spoken by approximately 3 million people in Ghana, Togo, and Benin. Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotus, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Tunisian government promotes the use of solar energy in households and farms. In peace news, His Grace Archbishop Desmond Tutu will travel to Solomon Islands to help establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. In news of sharing, a family in the United States opens their home to 7 housemates with minimal or free of charge. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 15th, noted German writer and Nobel Prize laureate Mr. Paul Johann Ludwig von Heyse was born in 1830 in Berlin. He published 6 novels, more than 60 plays, several collections of poems, and over 120 short stories. Mr. Heiser is considered a master of the novella. He highlighted the moral and dignified nature of his characters, no matter what their station in life. Along with poet Emanuel Geibel, Mr. Heiser was a leading exponent of the Munich Circle of Writers, who worked to preserve traditional artistic values. May great works of literature, such as Mr. Paul Johann Ludwig von Heiser's, continue to remind us of the inherent nobility of humanity.
Fly-in news. Canada contributes support for women in Afghanistan. The Canadian Embassy has announced $2 million in aid to help expand access to basic services for Afghan women, as well as provide support for their participation in the local economy. The assistance will include improved access to education, jobs, and health care. Microloans for the women to start up their own businesses will also be made available. Canada, heaven rewards your generous support in improving the lives of girls and women in Afghanistan. The opportunities provided through your assistance will surely pave the way to a future of fulfillment and vitality.
Mexican youth benefit from Venezuelan music program. An agreement recently signed with Venezuela will soon bring more music to Mexico's students to promote their involvement and enrich their future. Eager to emulate Venezuela's achievement of 400,000 performing musicians, 40 youngsters from Mexico will visit the Venezuelan Youth and Child Orchestras as an initial step to strengthen their country's cooperation. What a fantastic arrangement, Mexico and Venezuela! Let this cultural cooperation fill lives of all ages with the beauty of music and harmony across your lands.
Journalists recognized by Arab Press Network. In a ceremony held in Amman, Jordan, media members from Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, and newly participating Iraq were presented with the esteemed Annual Inquirer Award for their in-depth reporting on important issues in their regions. 9 winners were chosen for the 3 categories of print media, television, and photojournalism. For print media, Ibrahim Abu Kamish from Palestine received first place for his work in revealing the conditions of certain Palestinian detention centers. In television, first place went to Riyad Kobasi from Lebanon for an investigation into arms in the context of his country's political strife and in photojournalism. Iyad Al-Baba of Palestine won first place for his photo series of the Egyptian-Palestinian border. Our warm accolades, all honorees of the Inquirer Award. May Allah protect you always in your noble endeavors to bring timely and accurate information to the public.
Bird flu is costly to human health and life. 2 Egyptian boys, both 2 years old, and an 18-month-old girl were recently infected with the H5N1 avian flu virus. All children received medical attention and have thankfully survived. However, 32-year-old Khu Vun Chieu of Olac or Vietnam, who was being treated at the National Institute of Infectious and Tropical Diseases, passed away from contracting the avian flu after he had consumed chickens infected with the disease. Of the 410 people across 15 countries who have been infected by the H5N1 flu virus during the past 6 years, over half have lost their lives. Health experts express concern over the rapidly growing rate of infections among children recently, as well as the possibility that the virus could mutate to a rapidly spreading form that would instigate a pandemic. We join in saddened concern for this emerging plight as we send sincere sympathies for the loss of Mr. Khu Vun Chieu and wish the young Egyptian children a speedy recovery. Let us opt for a world free of such tragic cost through the simple adoption of a diet and lifestyle free from all animal products.
Farmed animal conditions lead to highly dangerous staph infections. Although the antibiotic-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, infection has been linked to hospital stays, researchers in the United States are now finding the so-called superbug to be highly prevalent in pigs, cows, and potentially chickens. Correspondingly, high rates of infection have been discovered in livestock workers with a potential threat of passing the human-infecting forms of MRSA onto the community. Research in Holland, where rates had been exceptionally low, has found pig farmers to be 760 times more likely to be infected with MRSA. We deeply appreciate your work, US researchers, in identifying the connection between raising animals for food and diseases that could affect all of society. Blessed be all efforts to care for ourselves and the animals by adopting the hygienic and healthful plant-based diet.
some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes, 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com. Puppy saves caregiver from succumbing to fire. Animal companion Cookie came to the rescue of Miss Christine Ferrer in Oklahoma City, USA, when their apartment's heat and air system began to dangerously smolder. Having detected the smoke, the tiny little Pomeranian puppy jumped on a nearby chest of drawers and barked persistently until Miss Ferrer woke from a deep sleep. With the apartment by then filled with thick smoke, Cookie then guided Miss Ferrer safely out of their home. Medics said the cancer patient was on strong medication and would not have made it out if it was not for Cookie. Our salute, Hero Cookie, for your big-hearted actions in risking your own life to save Miss Christine Ferrer. We wish the two of you many more endearing moments together.
Save our planet. Recovery from global warming could take 1,000 years. Research by Dr. Chris Huntingford of Britain's Centre for Ecology and Hydrology, which was discussed at the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference, indicates that even if CO2 emissions were to stop tomorrow, it would take many years longer than previously expected for the environment to return to normal. These findings concur with those of US-based Dr. Susan Solomon, former co-chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. A study published by Dr. Solomon found that warming changes in the Earth's surface temperature, rainfall, and sea levels do not reverse for periods that could exceed 1,000 years after the halt of carbon dioxide emissions. Many thanks, Drs. Huntingford, Solomon, and colleagues, for these illuminating studies that highlight the true gravity of our current climate situation. We look forward to reductions in all greenhouse gas emissions to help cool our environment as swiftly as possible.
In a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in July 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the one way we could quickly stop greenhouse gases and even allow the Earth to be restored.
Unless people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is respecting our lives, then we will beget life and our lives will be spared. And nature will restore the balance and repair our damages. I wish to see that day soon in my lifetime. It's still repairable. But people have to realize this. And they have to know it's urgent and they have to cooperate. The more vegetarian people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. South Africa expands natural habitat with new park. The Garden Route National Park has been created by the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism as part of a plan to add to national parks throughout the country. This new 52,500 hectare addition extends the boundaries of the existing 68,500 hectare wilderness and Sitsikama National Parks. Besides offering greater protection for biodiversity, the park is also helping boost livelihoods. Our respectful green salute, South Africa, for your efforts to preserve and protect cherished flora and fauna. May we all be reminded to cherish these natural wonders bestowed through our Mother Earth.
Save our planet. Water and wind to power thousands of UK homes. British Waterways, a public corporation in the UK, is partnering with a small hydro company to launch 25 small-scale hydroelectric projects and 50 wind turbines along Britain's 3,540-kilometre network of canals and rivers. The combined initiative will help reduce carbon emissions by 100,000 tonnes annually and will deliver green power to 40,000 households. Our green accolades, British Waterways, Small Hydro Company and Britain for this important programme that provides sustainable energy to the citizens of Britain. May the day soon come that our entire world is powered by such eco-friendly means as we strive to restore the environment.
Save our planet. Russia and Finland to collaborate in conservation endeavours. At a meeting of the Baltic Marine Environmental Commission, Russian Minister of Natural Resources, Yuri Trutnev, announced his country's plans to create an 18,000-hectare national park that extends over nine islands bordering Finland at the eastern end of the Gulf of Finland. Named Ingrian Natural Park, the nature preserve will be funded with the help of neighbouring countries. In addition, Russia and Finland are moving forward on additional cooperative conservation projects. Bravo and gracious thanks, Finland and Russia, for this beneficial and nature-sustaining project. Your work together is surely an inspiration of eco-harmony that can benefit us all.
Save our planet. The European Commission approves $129 million in funding for the construction of two solar thin film manufacturing projects in Germany, which are also expected to generate many jobs.
Save our planet. Environmentally friendly Oregon, USA establishes green measures that support electric vehicles, such as plans for a statewide charging station infrastructure and a $5,000 tax credit for electric vehicle purchases.
Save our planet. A study conducted by the Economy and Environment Programme for Southeast Asia regions found that Indonesia and Cambodia, as well as metropolitan Manila in the Philippines, are among those most vulnerable to climate change.
Hello, I'm Jamu the Springbok, and I follow a compassionate veg diet. I'm here with a healthy. There are some ways in which you can help your body better digest and absorb the nutrients from food. These include eating at regular times, drinking plenty of water during the day, increasing your intake of fiber, and relaxing right after a meal. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In good governance news, Tunisia encourages solar use in households and farms. The Ministry of Industry, Energy and Small and Medium Enterprises of Tunisia is modifying legislation related to solar energy incentives. The new changes will grant household owners bonuses worth 30% of solar heater investment costs with a maximum of about $10,000. Farm owners will receive bonuses of up to 40% with a limit of $14,000. According to Secretary of State for Renewable Energy and Agribusiness, Abdelaziz Rassa, Tunisia had 8,000 square meters of solar panels in 2004, which increased to 80,000 square meters in 2008. We send our accolades, Tunisia, for your dedication to greener power sources. May more countries support sustainable energy for a healthier ecosphere.
In peace news, His Grace Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu will assist with Solomon Islands peace. Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, Derek Sikwa, has asked His Grace Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu to help in establishing a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or TRC. His Grace, who was the chairperson of South Africa's TRC, which began in 1996, will visit the Solomon Islands in April. His Grace has said, "When I talk of forgiveness, I mean the belief that you can come out the other side a better person." Our gratitude, Prime Minister Derek Sikwa, and Your Grace, Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, for your commitment to harmony in the Solomon Islands. May citizens of all nations be blessed with peaceful and joyful lives.
Up next on Noteworthy News, an American family shares their home to help others. We'll take a God-contemplative walk and be right back. More gratifying news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a joyful world. In news of sharing, an American family opens their home to help others. Chris and Georgia Frankel and their three daughters enjoy a warm, happy life with seven housemates in their large home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. The Frankels have been joined by five adults and two teens who reside for minimal or no payment, depending on their situation. Several years ago, people were kind to the Frankels when they needed assistance, and now they want to give back. Ms. Frankel said, "I feel like everyone needs a good environment to live in. We have a home we were blessed with, and it has a lot of room for everybody." Bravo, the Frankel family, and heaven grace your generous spirits. May all people be granted warm homes and loving friends.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "That's Normal."
My husband said to his wife, "You know, I'm feeling so depressed sometimes." The wife asked, "But why?" The husband said, "Sometimes I feel so useless and alone." The wife said, "Oh no, don't Don't worry. You are not alone. A lot of people think you are useless.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master, I thank you and all your colleagues for the awareness that you are creating and for the felicitating messages for all who protect and care. I have found that most problems in the world are avoidable if we promote people in all communities to reflect on who each individual is and the purpose for which he or she was born, and honestly live the purpose. I have worked with communities to sensitize them on the need to unite, seek commonalities for living, joyfully identify, polish and make available their natural God-given talent to humanity for all human and economic development ventures. I found that when people started living meaningfully and in harmony, respecting everyone's contributions, they were ready to protect each other and the environment. Sunimal, www.tidycenter.com, Sri Lanka.
Greetings, Sunimal. We are very glad to receive your heartfelt comments. Supreme Master Ching Hai has personally replied to you.
Caring Sunimal, thanks for your thoughts and noble endeavor. If more people work and think as you do, the world will be a better place. God bless your soul as you go on blessing others with your loving dedication. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Now we say Nyagava Dogo, that is goodbye in Ewe.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your guide. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Online social networking companies such as YouTube, MSN, MySpace and Facebook all sign a European agreement for standards to protect children's safety and privacy on their sites.
The Pembina Valley Humane Society of Canada receives the neighbourly support of adjoining cities to establish and fund the first year's operation of a shelter for homeless animals.
A study by Cornell University USA shows that young children eat almost twice as many vegetables when they are given fun names such as power peas and tomato bursts.
New guidelines in Uganda will make medicine for HIV/AIDS available to 50,000 additional people.
Humanitarian organization Plan Philippines launches a Learn Without Fear campaign seeking to end violence against children and instead promote norms of dignity and civility in schools.
At the 14th World Conference on Tobacco or Health, Iraqi oncologist Dr. Lath Yahya Ibrahim Mullah Hussein suggested that Quran scripture may help inspire Muslims not to smoke.
McKay Hatch, a 15-year-old teenager from California, USA, launched the No Cussing Club, inspiring people to improve their lives and the world around them by using better language.
Jamaican Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, sets out to raise awareness among Jamaican citizens of their right to avenues for free legal counsel in any case of need.
During a ceremony commemorating Prophet Muhammad's birthday, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak called for renewed Islamic discourse to unify the approach of Arab states.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.